be referring to a lot of psukim that I found in this week's parsha. There's a well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which was this past Shabbos. The Mishnah comments that Kol Mishesh Moshosh Shedron Halolo, whoever has the following three items, Mitalmido Shel Avraham Avinu. There's certain character traits that essentially epitomize Avraham Avinu, and then there are three other character traits that are considered to be Mitalmido Shel Avraham Barash. If you possibly get a chumash, it would be very helpful. Not that I assume you don't know it by heart, but Osias Machimos, that's always a good thing. So the Mishnah over there mentions Ayin Tova, someone who has a good eye. It mentions Ruach Nemucha and Nefesh Shvala. I'm not going to right now attempt to distinguish between these two different midos, because there are different midos, namely Ruach Nemucha and Nefesh Shvala. But clearly both of them have to do with a certain degree of humility, of humbleness. So those are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Ayin Ra and Ruach Gevoa, Nefesh Shechora, which essentially connotes a kind of arrogance. That is Talmidim Shabbat and Marasha. And the Mishnah goes on to say, what is the distinction between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Talmidim of Avinu and Marasha? So it said, the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Ochlen Bolam Hazeh, V'nochlen Lolam Haba. They enjoy this world, and also Bizoche, to Olam Haba as well. And the Mishnah calls Sukkot, the Talmidim of Avinu and Marasha, Achman Mitzan, the Mishnah says over there, Yardim or Yarshim Gehenim, I believe, the Yardim Lever Shachas. We're going to, God forbid, Achman Mitzan, go in a different direction. So when one looks in this week's Pasha, it's already, this is in Chazal, in Midrashim, and in Mefarshim. I'm not saying any Chidushim whatsoever, but I just want to accentuate and point out that this Mishnah really comes to the fore in this week's Pasha. You take a look at Bilam. And obviously, we're talking about his cohorts. And what was Bilam trying to do? So to a large extent, Bilam was essentially trying to simulate, I think that's the proper terminology, and certainly I wouldn't say emulate, but to a large extent, he thought he somehow sees himself in the model of Avosenu Akdoshim. That similar to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the pasuk we are probably all familiar with, Tomos Nafshi Moshe Shorin. Wanted to die the death of Yisharim. The verse says that Yisharim, the Tzid writes it in his Akdoma, that the Akdoma to gracious Yisharim, the one of the Zara, Yisharim, first of all, they call Yisharim. And the Tzid has a famous Akdoma to gracious when he discusses this concept of Yisharim. So there are many parallels that I want to show you in Hashem a few moments between Bilam HaRasha and Abdul Avraham Avinu. I'm talking about parallels both in terms of Lashon, in terms of language, parallels in terms of even concepts, even an attempt to somehow, as I said, imitate the model of Avraham Avinu. And the very beginning, let's start already from Perech Beis. We have a Chumash and Perech Beis Pasuk Vav. So really there the Torah tells us at the very outset, Malachim has sent to Bilam with a mission. Pasuk Vav says, it's a page in this Chumash and Vav. We have a little imagination. Perech Beis Pasuk Vav. That essentially he was told to go ahead and curse Klal Yisrael. Ki yotzem hu mimeni. Balak is telling him they are beyond me. Ula yuchal nakebo v'agor Hashem v'naretz ki yadati. Eis asher tevarech mevaruch v'asher tor yuor. Somehow you have the koyach of Klala. That's your koyach. And of course that person reminds us, should remind you, v'yad, going to Bereshis. Let's see if I can find him. So good now. In Bereshis, with Avraham Avinu, you'll see there, in Parakut Beis, the very beginning of the left of God. There, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu when he gives him the directive, Lech Lecha, so he's told, Ba'abarcha, Be'barchecha, U'mekalecha O'r. Almost the parallel expression that Avraham Avinu, Rashi comments over there, despite it's a Gemara actually not in Tochim, that Avraham Avinu possesses the Koyach HaBrocha. Here also, that's essentially what Bilam is being told. Namely, that you have this ability. Very parallel kind of language that's found in Bolok and that's found over here with reference to Avraham Avinu. Rashi, by the way, in Lech Lecha, on the spot, Rashi comments that the Mavtech HaBrocha nosum b'dei Avraham Avinu. Matter of fact, the Gemara says that this is the reason why That's the Chasima Sabracha. So that particular car was given to Avraham Avinu, and Bilam assumes that he has a similar kind of car. I want to go further. Look in Chav Beis now. I'm just going to go from Sukkim, Pasuk Yud Beis. Here, Vayokam Bilam Baboken. The moment Bilam receives this mandate, so of course he quickly, a mandate to curse Klal Yisrael is, unfortunately, in some circles, it's a something which is considered to be an honorable kind of thing to do, Rachman with Slan. And look at the Zizos. Vayokam Bilam Baboker. And of course, we were right away reminded of what happened to Avraham Avinu. Vayashi Avraham Baboker. Vayachem Moshe Chamora. There again, Rashi comments, Zizos Magdim Lebitzah. So here also, the Zizos, the alacrity, the eagerness, the energy that somehow he was able to muster, again, is in the model, using the model of Avraham Avinu. And right away, he was told by Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem Yisbarach indicated to him in the psukim that precede this, that there's no way that you're going to curse Klal Yisrael. They are a nation that is Baruch. That's in Pasuk Yud Beis. Baruch HaBeis, Pasuk Yud Beis. So right away, Bilam indicates to his those who sent him, to his Mishalchim, L'chu al Arzachem, Ki Bein Hashem, B'siti, L'alochim Ochem. And the Pasuk Yud Beis, the previous Pasuk, Bayam Ralchim, Bilam, Lo Sedechem, Lo Sa'orah, Sa'om, Ki Baruch. It's not possible. Klal Yisrael is an Am, a nation that's blessed by Hashem Yisbarach, and therefore there's no way you'll be able to curse them. And that's what he indicates, that his mandate is clearly very limited. As a matter of fact, you see that a little bit later. Again, just continuing. So again, the Chav Beis plus the Chav. So again, here the Torah says, Vayavo Elokim El Bilam Laila, because prior to this, Balak is not going to simply rest on his laurels. He's tenacious. He's dogged. He persisted. So he tells Bilam, I'm going to give you covet. And Bilam responds, if you give me below base of Kesef Dizol, Lo'ucha Labras Bi Hashem, and Lo'koy Lasov Tano Gdola, but let me see what Hashem Yisbarach has to say. And Hashem tells him, in Pasuk Chof, right before Shlishi, V'yaches Adavar Shadaber Elecha, Oso Sase. You essentially, in this respect, you don't have any really any free will. This is another discussion that needs to be had. Actually, we're doing it in Shabbos in Tanakh, so I'm going to get to this as well. But here you see, and the Chazal actually used this Bilam as an example of someone whose Bechira essentially was taken away from. He had no Bechira, no ability to curse. And I've been talking about the last number of weeks on Shabbos. Anyway, so here, the Bilam, despite everything, again, the Pasuk of Beis, also again, the previous, the Pasuk right after this, Vayokam Bilam Baboker Vayakavoshe Sasona. He's also a very tenacious, doggy kind of fellow. Doesn't give up so easily. And here again, you have this reason, Magdil Lamitzis, where Rashi writes over there with Mumavino. Rashi comments over there, Lechlichol Vayakav Sasono. So Rashi says, Nizdar is Lamitzvah. That he is Zoris to be Makad this Mitzvah. And of course, Avon Mekalkel Sashura. And Rashi here says, that's also Rashi Lechlichol. Avon Mekalkel Sashura. As far as Avraham Avinu is concerned, and his wishes to carry out the Son of Burin. And what about Bilam? So Rashi has a parallel kind of lashon. Says Rashi in Chav Alef, "Mikan she'asina lekalkel sashura shechama shuvatzmo." Sometimes Rachman Litzan sina can, God forbid, have far-reaching consequences that are horrific in nature. And that's exactly here. Again, he's simply paralleling the behavior of Avraham Avinu. There's a striking Rashi here. So Rashi says, "Oh my God, it's both Russia. You already have there's a precedent for your behavior. Maybe Avraham Avinu, he already preceded you." Shenema v'yashkem Avraham Avokin. I continue. In Chavez, Pasuk Chavez. I'm just reading. So good. Vayichav Elokim ki holechu. Vayisatzim alach Hashem aderech l'sotan lo. Urochem al asano u'shnei nor avimo. Again, Rashi says Rashi. Mikam l'odom choshu. Hayosu Baderech should be accompanied by two individuals. Here they call in Eretz Yisrael, Mashbaki. Ever heard that expression? Every Admor has a Mashbak. Meshoveis Bakedesh. Usually have more than one. So minimally, you have to have two. So that's an Adam Choshev always has two people. Rashi says, interestingly enough, that these two Mashbakim, so Rashi comments, that Chayzin Misham Shim Zeh Zeh means the person, the VIP, has two individuals who accompany him, And then they're able to go ahead and assist each other as well. By the way, in the Parshas Akedah, that is every day, Vayikach, Eshnei Naharav Ito, V'yeis Yitzchak Bino. Again, they're also, so Rashi says over there, his father don't have the exact question, but Shnei Naharav referring to whom? Yeshua V'Eliezer. So Rashi says, Ein Adam Chashuv, Rashoi, Lotzei Saderach, Bilo Shnei Anoshim. There Rashi spells it out a bit further. There Rashi says, if one of them has to have recourse to nature, so then he's always accompanied by someone. It's not isolated. There's always a mashbak. The Torah continues, again, in Bamidbar here, Chabez, that Hashem got upset. I'm reading Pasuk Chabez. Chabez, Chabez. So Rashi here indicates that there was a certain element of rebelliousness in his journey, says Rashi, "Ki holechu rosh adam rabbeinu amokam v'nisam lelech." Wow, he saw that Hashem was not pleased with his activity. On the contrary, "Lachis, I'm going to go ahead and do that which I have to do." V'avam avinu, the Torah points out, no, on the contrary, "Va'yokam va'yelech el amokam asher omer lo Elokim." He carries out again eagerly and passionately the ratzon Hashem, the shulchan of Hashem's bar. I continue. If you remember that in the Akedah, so there Avraham Avinu was told, the psukim I have to be familiar with because we say them every day, there's a sukkah in Shavuot that talks about not saying Dvar Hashem Chassah Baal Peh. So Rishayim wrote it as the Kashya Semel Tesin Shas point out, and one of the klolim is, it's called in Shavuot, the Sivan Shavuot about this. If I know the psukim well, and they're rogil b'fi, then I can say it Baal Peh. There's no issue of saying Dvar Hashem Chassah Baal Peh. That's one of the heterim. So I hope you don't mind if I say the psukim baal peh. I just keep turning, even though I don't mind doing it. Shulachem po machamor, v'ani v'ana nelcha alkei, v'nishtachem em v'shuv aleichem. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Bereishis. And here with Bilam, looking from Gimel, you'll see a pasuk of a similar nature. That again, I just want to point out, v'ani v'ana nelcha adko. Anyone like follow Shalom? Wow. He got all bent out of shape with that language of Nelcha Adko. What does that mean? How do you translate that pasuk in the Akedah? Nelcha Adko, v'nishtachem v'nashuv aleichem. Adko. Is that used today? In, I have to ask people here who know how. Adko, v'shapshim hazeh, bituim kaila, ani lo shavati bituim kaila. But anyway, I'm just indicating that this language is also found over here. Then you take a look at Barak. Rav Gimel here, Pasuk Tezvav. Vayomer Avolok Yisyatzei Ko Alo Nasecha V'Anochi Yikore Ko. Wow, what a lashon. So clearly, it has some meaning. I don't know if you remember, maybe, I'm sure maybe some of you do remember, in one of the keynotes of Tisha B'Av, there's a keynote, we don't always necessarily say it, it's a skin, but not necessarily say all the keynotes, but one of the keynotes that Eko, that's how the kina begins. And it also mentions that kina, the Brisbane Absorim, and it also has a reference to the Akedah. Now, how do you translate the term ko? And there's a whole list of eruim, a whole list actually of events that are recorded in that kina, the kina of Adko on Tisha B'Av. And essentially, if I recall correctly, the term ko has in it a universal kind of dimension, if I recall correctly. That means that we're talking about a haftocha, that a promise that's going to be fulfilled, that somehow will come to fruition, and or even a promise that may be undone, negated, like Brisbane Absorim cannot be undone. And somehow the word ko seems to indicate an element of the malam v'hatev. That's how the Farshim over there interpret the term ko. So I just want to mention here, Rashi, Chav Gimel Tezvav, Rashi only comments on this. Rashi is concerned about the lashon of ko, alohi kara ko, ko sudamir. The term is used a number of times. So Rashi says over here, so Rashi over there in Bereishis, Rashi says, ad ko, you know, we're going to go together, ad ko. So Rashi said, derach muad. That's the lashon of Rashi over there. Derach muad la'bokam hashel faneinu. We're going to go a short kind of route. And Rashi quotes psukim over there, ko yezarecha. Somehow there's a transcendental kind of element that's embedded in the term ko. And here Rashi says, Ikore ko, meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is, I'm just showing you again another parallel between the language over there and language is fine over here. Another parallel element that's also very significant and very fascinating, Avraham Avinu, as you know, does not carry out the Akedah through the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, go ahead and take your son Yitzhak. It came time to stay his hand. So there, what happens over there? So a malach comes and actually tells him, That's the name of Rabbi Lau, senior of his sefer, which I recommend highly when you finish learning Babi Yerushalmi and Bal Hakshua. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous sefer. I read it in the Hebrew. Not once, not twice. I was crying the entire sefer. Absolutely wondrous sefer. And someone showed me an English translation. To my mind, English translation is never the same as the original. I hope you don't mind my saying it, that you could disagree with me. But if you have literally nothing to do with yourself and you're exhausted from all your learning Babis and Yerushalmis, so then you could look at this absolutely wondrous sefer. That sefer literally captivated me, and also it brought about, I think, an increase in Yashamai. But anyway, the sefer is entitled Al Tishlach Yodcha Elat. Took it from the Akedah. Anyway, here also you see again another, the Malach came in order to stay his hand, and Hashem told him, Atasso Muma, through the Malach, Yatoyadati, Girel, Kibato, Lechasafta, Zbincha, Zechicha, Mimeni, that's the language of the Pasuk. The Ramban, if I'm not mistaken, the Ramban there in Bereshit, the Ramban explains that that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's the Menaseh. Malachim Misa Sarov. Ramban has a famous comment. The Machlokes Rishonim, what the term Misa means. Misa can mean to test, give someone a Bechina. Or Misa can mean Lahalot, don't tell Al Nes, that you want to raise a person's level, therefore you, in effect, challenge him. So, but the one who gave the test, Malachim Misa Sarov. Malachim says Hashem was the one who was Menaseh. But who's the one who, in effect, stays his hand and stop the Akedah? A Malach. So that's what the Ramban there points out in his Perash al Torah. The Malach is the one who's the Moneah. The Midas Elokim is the Midah that prompted and that more or less mandated the Akedah. But the Malach Hashem, Shekem and Hashemayim, is the Midas Arachamim. Elokim is Midas Adi. So Ramban, many of you showing about that very clearly. So there it says, Elokim Isas Abram, the Nisoyon, was through the Shem Elokim to the Midas Adi. But the withholding of it and the abstention from it came to the Malach Hashem. That's the Malach of the Midas Arachim. So now take a look here at Midbar. Again, in Chav Beis. Here it is. Chav Beis. By both. By Yicharaf Elokim Ki Holechu. And what happens? By Yisyatzei Malach Hashem Badar with Satorno. The same parable. By Yicharaf Elokim. And now, by Yitzatzim, Malach Hashem Badar, parallel that I just told you about, Mishem Elokim, Mishem Avaya, and Rashi says over here on the spot, Rashi says, Lesatambo, Malach Sharachamim Hoya, Hoya Rotze, Leno, Milachto, Shulayefta, Biomi. And the Malach wanted to prevent him from sinning, from transgressing. That's what the Malach Hashem is, the Malach of the Midas Sharachamim, that Hashem says. In effect, so again, you see constant parallels between Bilam, Arasha, and Avraham Avinu. And furthermore, since we're at it already, in Chav Gilo, also, Pasuk Tezayim. Vayikar Hashem el Bilam, Vayasim Dabar Bafir, Vayom Meshuv el Bolok, Vechosu Daber. If you remember there also, in Bamidbar, let's see if we can find it earlier, in Chav Gilo Dalit, yes. Look in Chav Gilo, let's say here, Bilam tells Balak, build seven mizbechos and prepare shiva part for shiva elim. Vayas Balak asher dibe Bilam. Vayal Balak build four items on his back. Now pasuk gimel. Perech of gimel pasuk gimel. Vayom Bilam the Balak he shatev al olsecha ve'elcha ulai yikore Hashem likrosi udvar mayareni v'garati loch vayelach shefi. So interesting that once the midas harachamim is already in place. So then there's no possibility of carrying out the Midas Adin, which of course would be a klala on Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that in Perek Chabez, now I'm noticing that in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayom Bilam Amalach Hashem Chatosi Kilei Yadati Yatzah Mitzah because of Badrach Yatzah Rabbe Edecha Oshuvali. if I don't find favor with what I'm trying to do, Ashumali. So Rashi says over there, Ashumali lahasmis neged amokom. He tshuva amalahu batzmo tzivan leleches. Yato malach mevatos dvarom. Hashem was the one who told me to carry out the mission. And then you, the malach, come and you want to undo the mission. Means Hashem, the Elokim, is Minas Adin. Minas Adin, of course, does not brook any kind of change. Elokim, by definition, the Rabban Raski said, the Elokim means natural law. So if a person decides to defy the law of gravity, the consequences could be horrific. You can't defy the law of gravity. That's Elokim. It's built into nature. A tree that does not undergo photosynthesis, the tree will die. It doesn't get the nutrients that it requires for its sustenance. She will not be able to survive. That's all embedded in natural law, the Vida Elokim. So here, again, as I'm trying to point out, the Malach is the one who's Mabatel. Im Rabbe Necha, Tzorech Ani Loshu. It's when Rashi really came out, says it almost explicitly. Now, there are two days in Chazal. When did this episode of Bilam and Balak occur? The Machlokes, if I'm not mistaken, among Midrashim, did it occur in Rosh Hashanah, or did it occur on Yom Kippur? Now, obviously, there's a connection, an organic connection, a very close nexus between the story of the Akedah that took place when? On Rosh Hashanah. So obviously it's connected to Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, Rosh Hashanah, we read the birth of Yitzhak on day number one, and day number two, we read the Pashas Akedah. So here also, there's Machlok among the Midrashim, when this took place. The Tekles of Rosh Hashanah, Tekles of Yom Kippur. For example, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, as I mentioned, we read of the birth of Yitzhak, because that represents the idea of Yitzhak is Pachad, Gura, Midas Adin. That's the first day. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is already read about the Akedah Yitzhak, namely what the Ramban calls it is Rosha, the Ramban in Chumash, the Ramban in Emor, Ham Tokas Adin. Ramban, I mentioned this a few times, a very famous Ramban. It's clearly based on Pia Kabbalah. I'm not denying the Kabbalistic element that's involved over here. But the Ramban writes in the Rosh Hashanah, he calls it Yom Din Berachamim. He says it twice in his Pirush and Emor. And the Ramban says it also in his, as I said, in his Drasha, the Rosh Hashanah. I don't know exactly who had the patience to hear that Russia, rather lengthy one. He used the whole Masechta. But anyway, there he writes that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Din Berachamim. It's essentially a Yom Adin inherently, but it's a Yom Adin that's tempered by the Midah Rachamim Hashem Tzvah. And that's reflected both in the Tkiya Shekva, because Tkiya, Tzvah, Tkiya, that's the basic formula. Tkiya, the Rabban chose in Chumash, Rabban writes that Tkiya is always associated with Tanakh, with Midah Sorachamim. That the pasuk says, "Truah is midas adin, truah is beis melchama." Chisavel melchama ve'atzichem al atzar atzar eschem ba'reisim ba'chatzitzis. Pasuk ba'leisla. Hashem in the tkiya uviyom simchastem wa'adechem rashi chachem uskatem ba'chatzitzis. Tkiya refers to lashon simcha. So what are we trying to do? The truah, which is essentially the day of Shoshana, yom truah yelachem. The midas adin we want to sandwich it on the one side tkiya, on the other side tkiya. Namely, that the simcha should overwhelm, should trump the midas, you know, we say the midas hadin, which is essentially Rosh Hashanah is all about. So that is also reflected in the Kriyas HaTeira and the Kriyas Shefa, this idea of Yom Din Berachamim. Yom Kippur, the Ramban calls Yom Rachamim Batim. There's also Melchamas Hashem, when the Ramban actually adopts the Gemara Tzadeh, the Gemara says Tzadeh, the Gemara has different opinions what the Chet on the Rishon was. But among the opinions, there was an Esra, other opinions, chita, all kinds of different opinions the Gemara has. But again, assuming that it was an esrog, or a katan of a yamarisha, priya, and sada, hamas tamorin, manabe zozi, abe nochos, abad maestir, mochamos. That again, the same concept, the idea that we're trying to be mamtik dinashan al kbaf. That essentially, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah reflect this. So what does Bilam do? So I just mentioned here, Perach of Gimel, Sukim Yud Dalit, that Bilam goes ahead, and what does he do? He builds Shiva Mizbechos. What does he makrib? Por v'ayo v'mizbeach. So the Ramban explains as well that there's a Kabbalistic idea. Ibn Ezra already alluded to it. But again, the point I'm trying to make simply is that this idea, if you remember, what Karban to Rebbeinu Rosh Hashanah? Par ben boker echad ba'ilecha. Parallels again, this exactly the Karbanos that were brought here by Bilam, once again, always trying to see as his model Avraham Avinu, the Avos of Umar. And Shiras Mizbechos, so Rashi says over here, Chokimbo Yalit. So Rashi comes, Shiras Mizbechos, says Rashi, Shiras Mizbechos, Sarafi Engsib Kamel, Shiras Mizbechos. Omar Lafonim, Avosim Shalelo Banu Vanara Shiras Mizbechos. Bani Arachi Kenegad Kulam. Avraham Avinu built four, and Rashi refers to the Pesukim. And Yitzhak built one, and Yaakov built two, Sach HaKol seven. He's also building seven Mizbechos, all corresponding again to the Avos, to Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, as he's trying to do. It's very fascinating. There are so many analogies that I discovered over the years in between Bilam Arasha and Avda. Mavino, I'll just give you another one, which to me is very, very fascinating. Rabbi Ginsburg's son, yesterday at the Chasana that he had this week, and I've been to so many, I can't keep track of what's happening. I only know that I've read in the last month, I've gone to 20 Chasanas, and I've read the Ksuba 11 times. So now I know how to read the Ksuba. So that, at least I got some experience of reading the Ksuba. But the he asked me a question which I don't recall my father asking me, although he probably would have asked me, but I don't recall that question. I just don't recall it. So there's a pasuk here that says that Bayamo Malach Hashem b'mishol akromim goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. That's found right over here in pasuk Adal, Perech Habeis, pasuk Adal. Under the chuppah, he asked me this guy. The next pasuk says, he says, "Kir, it just said a moment ago, goder mizeh. What is exactly happening over here?" These are always excellent kashis. Poshim pshat, chudushal mikra. So often we're so busy saying lomdis, we have no time for chudushal mikra. So I didn't know the answer. I told him, I don't know. I have to be married to it. And I didn't have a chance to find this here because I just go from one chassid to the next. There's a sefer that you should be, it's Kedai to become familiar with, called Shari Ara. It's in the shul. It's an unbelievable sefer. If I had my brothers, I would just probably be learning that sefer the entire Shabbos morning. But then I wouldn't be davening, so I'm not sure that's such a good idea. So, of course, he has the kasha, and he proves from the Mizrahi, he's Malachi all over. There's nothing the man missed. He proves from the Mizrahi that the Kiras that go there, they're Hainuach, they're the same. Okay, I can't get into it right now, but the reason why I asked this question further, so I told him under the chuppah that, and this is another aspect of what I'm about to discuss with you. Again, analogy between Avraham Avinu and Bilam. A bit later, the Torah says, so now his leg is sort of pressed against the wall, and the Malach Hashem, again, there's a Mokum Tzar, it's really a very narrow kind of area. Essentially, the Osam simply collapsed. He begins to hit the Osam. I had a Rebbe who was very sharp. I would not suggest we behave the way this Rebbe did. But someone would say a smara that was not glad, he would quote this possible. Say that. So it's like almost every 2 minutes this possible to be excited by this Rebbe. Very sharp person, incredibly high intellectual acuity, happens to be a fellow material, but a little bit too sharp for this generation. Anyway, so Batam the Milan, Ki Sunny Zer Sholosh Rigolin. So of course Rashi comments right away, what's it Sholosh Rigolin? There's someone I know who has difficulty when he davens for the Amid, not in this shul, Baruch Hashem, but another shul that I've been to. And I've heard him daven Muslim a number of times on Yom Tov. And we mentioned this idea of Shal Shrikola in the davening. Forgot the exact Nusuf now. We mentioned, I could look at the Siddur. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you. So this fellow, first time I heard it, I had to look up a sinner to see if maybe my reading of the text was mistaken. I think it's in the Musaf of Shal Shigon. We don't use that language somewhere. And he reads Ragrenu. Not once, not twice, not three times, at least five times I heard him say that. So the third time I decided I'm going to look it up. I looked in one sitter, it says Shalosh Pamei Rigolenu. Rigolenu as opposed to Ragrenu. So then the fifth time I went out, I bring five different sidurim, just to make sure that I'm on solid ground. So right away, he tells me, what are you talking about? It's a Gemara Chagiga. And the Gemara Mishnah Chagiga, that a person, in order to be able to make a kind of mitzvah, you have to be able to walk with your legs. I said, yeah, but here it says, Shalosh Pamei Rigolenu. It doesn't say Pamei Raglenu. Pamei Raglenu is a Tzad Kasher, the Viani Adani Tawa, Afilu Mepinat Adipu. Okay, the answer is that Makom Badun, and Pamei Raglenu. But anyway, Shalosh Pamei Rigolenu, so I told him I didn't think it was correct. And then he tells me he heard one of his rabbis say that when he was a kid. So that's why since then he's been saying. He said, I don't think it's the correct nusach. Okay, so the reason why I say all this, this is part of the discussion with one of Rabbi Ginsburg's children under the chuppah. But then they told me I have to read the ksubah. I give them a tie that for nauseous. Anyway, so there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The Gemara actually has a chagiga. The very good chagiga. The Gemara has a beginning chagiga. The Gemara has a following brush. The Gemara says that the pasuk says, Ma yofu. Says the Gemara, how beautiful are the footsteps of God Yisrael when we have a kind of mitzvah b'alil regel. And the Gemara said, Bas Nodib refers to Bito Shavim Abinu Shenikwa Nodib. Abinu Abinu is called a Nodib. Shenemar is possibly say, what's the Ashefa? The Mizmor and Taylor. The Dive Amin Ne'asofu Am Elokei Abram. Elokei Abram said the Gemara, "Well, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, Elokei Abram, Shemayotchila LeGerim." So Rashi and Sukkah, I think it's a Daf Memtes. I have to check, but Rashi and Sukkah Daf Memtes. So Rashi comments, "What does that mean?" Rashi says, "Bina'olim ba'alias v'golim." Why is Abraham Avinu called the Nodiv? Shenoda Mahakiris Baru. He's the one who volunteered to be Makir Hashem Yisbarach. Tchila LeGerim, Benivas Libo LeHisgayer. Avraham Avinu decided to become a ger. The Mishnah Nedarim indicates that before Avraham Avinu, the status of everyone was that of a ben Noach. Avraham Avinu emerges from that status of ben Noach, so he's chilul a ger. He's the first of ger. But basically, what mitzvah was he mekayim? The answer is only the regel. How was he mekayim that mitzvah? When he went to the Akedah. And the pasuk says that lo yiro panai rekom, he didn't come rekom. He came with Yitzhak. He brought a korban. And so that was the first time kind of mitzvah tchilo legerim to the kind of mitzvah aliyah lerego, and that's exactly what's happening over here. What is Yitzhak elas riya? The three kavanos, the first one to bring the mishnah chagiga elas riya shal misimcha shal chagiga. So Yitzhak is the elas riya. He's that carbon that's going to be brought by Bilam. That's what the Torah says. By Yitzhak Hashem is piyason. By Yom the Bilam. May I see the chaki kisani zesh shalos regalim? Someone just asked me the other day while I was walking on the street. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Romazlo ata mevakish lakor uma hachageges sholos regalim bashana." So he asked, "What's the pshat of that?" So he gave him this whole shtickle dasha, whole shtickle Torah about Avraham Avinu, Chilul the Gerim, Aliyah Lavego. That's what is going on, and once again fits with, as I said, Avraham and Bilam being literally counterpoints, one to the other. What is the antithesis of the other? So what do we see? That it's amazing, as I'm trying to show you. Even that pasuk that I began with, pasuk of Perakimo, pasuk Yud, Thomas Nafshi, Maisi Shorin. And either it refers to Klal Yisrael that we are called Yishorin, I mentioned that in the Tzim. And the Ramban says it refers to Abbasin Rakhdesh, the Balatur, most says like that, Abam Yisrael Yaakov, they're called Yishorin. They consider to be Yishorin. So Bilam is so identifying himself with the Abbas, which is really astounding. And of course, we understand very well. And even though he has this kind of picture in his head, but clearly he's very far from Rabbi Seinu Akdoshi. On the contrary, he represents a very antithesis of all that they have. That's what the Mishnah began with. Pivyavis, what are the chilukim between Avraham Avinu and Bilam HaRoshim? Many, many chilukim. And Rashi quotes in Bamidbar, the beginning of the Pasha, Rashi brings a medrash that my father could not deal with. This medrash, the famous Chazal, the Yom Toma, it's in Chabbeis. And the pasuk of Eretz Bnei Amos, so Rashi comments over there. If they might Yishak the Rebbe Shinas Alevi Kavim, why Hashem give like come Yisrael Kemoshe Oy? Pasuk at the end of God. Avu Bumas Oyelam can't come. Uman Yino Bilo. They had to have a Novi. They had to have someone of stature in order they should not be a Pisco in Peir Alevi Kavim. Otherwise, they would have a Taina. that had we had Nevi'im, we would have done Tshuva. So Hashem gave them Nevi'im, and instead, not only did not do Tshuva, but parts of Gedor Olam, because they were initially careful regarding promiscuous behavior, immorality, and now Bilam gives him an answer. That's the end of the parasha. Lahavki esasim lesnus. All students at Edmund, Anoyim Paginimo, all the beautiful sugya, all those beautiful sugyas in Shas. So it's basically that a person is given all kinds of kayachas. Hashem gives each one of us kayachas, it's probably some kayachas. And whether it's in kayach, mitchum ha-seichel, whether it's intellectual acuity, whether it's emotional acuity, but ultimately the barometer is how a person behaves and how he uses the kayachas that Hashem gives it, that Hashem instilled in him. I mean, Shlomo HaMelech uses Malchus for the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nebuchadnezzar of Russia uses Malchus to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So kaychas can be either utilized in a positive way, or God forbid, in a negative kind of way. And Rashi here quotes in Perach HaBez Lamed Hei, the Gemara. What a klal. What an unbelievable klal of Chazal. The way a person wants to go, the direction a person wants to take, we are masters of our destiny. We control our fate completely. Of course, there is Yad Hashem that's obviously guiding us as well. It's interesting that Rashi quotes here in the beginning of the parasha. Chabez Pasuk Tes, here it is. Rashi says that when I go to Bov, I'm told, Mia Anashim Elohimach. So Rashi says, Lahat Eisei Bo. Because that's the Pasuk in Sefer Hoshea. And Rashi says in Perek Yudal, it's a famous HaTorah. That's why I'm familiar with it. Ki Yishar Dark Hashem. Tzadik and Yelchu Bam, Upeishim Yikoshu Bam. First of all, they can be Nichshav, or can become a tzaddik. All of us have kaychas, every single one of us. And Bilam, again, had, you see, many, many kaychas were given to him. And unfortunately, they were used, not Latov, but they were used Lara. And Chazal speaking about all the unbelievable character traits of Bilam that left a lot to be desired. I'm talking about Chomranut, and Matiranut, and Chamranut, and Abad Betza, and Gaiva, and Shatsanut, and Yirut, you name it. All those elements which are clearly elements of a nether nature were embedded in Bilam of Russia. And again, and these are very much in stark contrast to the Avraham Avinu. I just want to add one or two more elements. I see where I am. So my father, Shalom, was also in love with Dagny Yonis Brazil. I don't have time anymore to learn it. But my father used to learn Dagny Mungalos and Dagny Yonis Brazil. I mean, time passion. So there are a few of them I still remember. So Dagny Yonis Brazil, when he tries to figure out who was his Bilam. So he says, Bilam is Laban Harami. And it's in Chazal already. It's a bit Rashim, but he says it outright. That goes with Aziel, because he wanted to, and when it says here, Bilam ben Baor. Ben Baor, that he had no Rachmanos and Klal Yisrael. And he, where does he come from? The Lashon of the Pasuk here, Pisera. Vayishach Malam ben Bilam ben Baor, Pisera Asher al Anohar. So the Talmud Mugla says, "Livsor Aram, the Alpras." The word "Peser" actually refers to those who lived in Midian, in Padan Aram. Sorry, that's Psor, and that's Aram, where where is the Talmud Yonasan? It's on. It's the end of the parsha. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Perachafei Pasuk. And he quotes also, it's interesting, that in that passage I quoted to you earlier, the Amma Malach Hashem B'Mishal HaKodim, God Mizeh. So he quotes that that's where Yaakov and Laban built the Matzeva Mikan. That's God Mizeh. An allusion to that event, the end of Parashat Vayetzeh, that's where the Targum Eretz comments over there.
Hashem also tells Laban,
excellent. I also had that in my litany of items. Excellent, beautiful. So one of the things that the Netziv last Shabbos, Rav Brat Shlita, spoke very beautifully about the Netziv. I actually have a lot to add. I had the source of for a number of years in my former neighborhood. There was someone there who decided that let's learn the Sheiltos with the Parish of the Tzid. So he asked a few people who didn't have much interest in saying Shurim in the Netziv, in his parish of the Sheol Tos. And then he came to Avishai David. I'll do anything. Why not? She has to live the Sheol Tos this over 5 years. I said, sure, the Netziv of the Sheol Tos. The most marvelous Sefer imaginable. And that he doesn't need my Ashkenazi. But it is mind-boggling. And one of the things that Rav pointed out, that the Shabbos and Chabura correctly, 1,000 said correctly, once the Netziv lays down on his son, he repeats it countless times in every single parish that he writes. When he writes one place in the Shiltas, you'll see it in the parish of Torah, in the Ayin Dava, you'll see it in the parish of the Sifrei, on the Mechilta, in the Kedusha Berani Sada Hashas. This way, people like me will be able to remember what he said once he lays down his son. Unbelievable. This Netziv is mind-boggling. So the Netziv actually has a very fascinating, when he talks about Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara said that Yaakov Avinu was the second Arabic. This is one of the Tzim's favorite themes. Rabbi Brad mentioned the theme of Nivshicha to Kedusha, which I actually spoke about right then and there, also a little bit before it. Nivshicha to Kedusha, the previous parasha I spoke about it. Anyway, so that came from the Tzim. And the Tzim also has one of his themes is that we have to be separate from the Umos HaOlam. So Yaakov was Mesake Arabic. The Tzim rises so many times in Parashat HaTorah. Like I have a pasuk in at the end of where's that pasuk in Dvarim somewhere? It's Eisav Bracha. Vayishkon Yisrael Benach Bodin Ein Yaakov. So we're supposed to be totally set apart from the Messiah. Matayu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Asher Yisrael. I mean, this idea that Klal Yisrael is completely to be severed, not completely severed. I'm salvaging because that's our thought. That there are areas where we should make a contribution to our civilization, to society. We can improve things economically and the like. Then there's no question we should do so. But when it comes to theology, when it comes to our emunah, when it comes to our fundamental postulates, religious postulates, there's no room for ecumenical dialogue. He spoke about this a number of times in the 60s. I heard him speaking about this. There's also a famous article that was published in Tradition magazine regarding that matter, because there was an attempt on the part of the Catholic Church, on this goes back. He spoke about the fact that there are two totally different positions when it comes to those matters. And I mentioned that I grew up in the Bronx. There's a city called New York, and one of the boroughs in New York is called the Bronx. It's for Philip Schlitter. We live next to a Catholic church, Mamish next door. So the priest, when I was a young kid, started talking to me. Maybe I was 5 or 6 years old. For a number of years, he was speaking to my father, although Shalom got wind of it. And that was the end of that. He was trying to be, quote unquote, Makari. Not exactly to the Jewish religion, perhaps to the Catholic religion. So I became very interested in the Catholic Church, in which I studied extensively in the course of years. Also, Salvechik had a lot of interest in the Catholic Church. That's the understatement of the year. And he knew a lot about Catholicism. He clearly studied it. I felt it was a need to carefully know exactly where the bounds are and the lines of demarcation. And he saw that the Catholic Church, to a large extent, as he mentioned a number of times, Ad Hayom Hazeh, I see it myself. They have difficulty dealing with the Jewish people. To them, there was a book I read many, many years ago. I think I read it before my bar mitzvah. Why, I don't know. It's called The Wandering Jew by Eugene Sue. 1,000 pages, written by a Catholic pastor, a Catholic priest. None of my children would read this, don't worry. But anyway, and this book is actually from the Boston Catholic Diocese, they're over there. And essentially, his argument is 1,000 pages. The argument is that we are accursed. We are destined to wander. We are forlorn. So even when the state of Israel was founded, they can't deal with the establishment of the state of Israel. I don't know what I said. Even though, let's say, the last 2 or 3 popes have been a bit more liberal regarding their position, regarding the state of Israel, at the end of the day, they can't deal with it. Because it runs counter to their very essence, to how they perceive us, how we are viewed by the Catholic Church. So, okay, that's just a Chagav aside. So back again, just to sum up in terms of Bilam and Lavan, that essentially their entire composition. Is that a kina and kavod and gaiva and taiva and netanut and anochiyut, etc., etc.? And Bilam is the one who suggests this nus and nois bayav. And Chazal say he himself was decadent in terms of his own personal lifestyle. Boyal ala soina yigmar, and Chazal speak a lot about him. And he had a tremendous, he was full of avarice, full of greed, kesem azov. He speaks gvara, gvara. But he uses the signon adibur of Avraham Avinu. I actually alluded to this a week ago. I quoted a Medrash. Many people have asked me what I had in mind, but I'm careful. I try not to get too involved in political matters. I try to be as, I guess the term would be, as secretive as I possibly could be. I mentioned about someone who speaks Beloshen Aknani, but it's really Amalek. Or people politically who try to present themselves as being in the middle, but really to the left, terribly to the left. And they're not, unfortunately, advocates of the Torah world. Okay, I'm not getting into this issue. I have a lot to say about this topic too, but it's not the part of the shiur. So it's very fascinating. A person can be under very positive influences, ubechozo, one can still remain and not move from where one is. I actually had the great schluss of meeting once Rav Uri Zohar, the Tzad Dibach. And then when he first altered his lifestyle, became a famous Hollywood, kind of Israeli Hollywood star, and he became a Baal Tshuva, mind-boggling. And I heard him two or three times actually speak to Baal Tshuva, one of the most astounding people I've ever met, no question about it. Very smart fellow also, tremendous intellectual acuity, very, very bright. And it's amazing what he did when he came to where he came. And sometimes the Kotzker, Rasalech was very fond of the Kotzker. The Kotzker Rebbe said, we can be under Maimon HaSinai. Pasuk says that at the end of after Maimon HaSinai, Bayar Ha'om Bayanu, Bayam Nu Merochot. So the Rebbe said in Yiddish, Bayar Ha'om Bayanu, Zeh Peshokol, Abba Zeh Peshokol, for the Vikings. Despite all the shock, like in Maimon HaSinai, you can be under the most incredible experience. Of spiritual nature, of ruchnitic nature, and it has a limited impact on you. Second later, Mayam the Miracle, get back to where you started. So we have to try to somehow behave using the Malam of Avraham Avinu, that we know Avraham Avinu is himself, the Kedu, Kiyatu Yadati, Yerel of Kimato, and Bahar Hashem Yiroya. And by the way, just to end this discussion, by Avraham Avinu, what's the pasuk at the end? The pasuk says, Vayashav Avraham al Nara, Vayakumo, what does it say over here by Bilam? Bilam shav l'mkaymo. Nothing happened. He remained exactly as he was. Unbelievable. Despite all the unbelievable experiences and the interaction, the encounter with Hashem and Barach, with Malachim, with the Asam, with the talking donkey, one would think that should completely and totally transform him, metamorphose him to a totally different personality. Avraham Avinu also underwent major changes from the time he was in the shadow of his father, the manufacturer of idols. He became a completely different person. And he went, where does he go? To Beersheba. Rabban says, Beersheba, Aita Isha, Muran Saita, Achila, Shri, Adavira. He's the paragon of Chesed, the model of Chesed par excellence. And Bilam, unfortunately, so the distinction between them is what the Mishnah writes, Birkiyavas, Eilam Umloyim. Unbelievable gap between Avraham Avinu and Bilam. One is chitzonius, a lot of cosmetics, aesthetics, chomranut, and materialism, and Avraham Avinu's pnimius is erchei netzach, and that's why the Mishnah said, Talmidim shel Avraham Avinu, they're going to be eichel v'elam hazeh, and eichel v'elam habah, Talmidim abilu v'rasha, yorshim ge'enim, v'yodim v'shachas, so halavai, we should be zonim to be Talmidim Avraham Avinu, and the Pasuk says, the Ramban writes, chumash ki yedati, v'lashem chiba, l'mana sheyitzav, es barav, es beis ha'achva, v'shem v'derach Hashem, last with the man of the Abram, a Sashir, and
Dibra. Really? It's my question. But it seems like we have to imitate. I mean, like, so we see, I've had a
No.